Hey, what's up? This is the Footy on Paper podcast, where we talk football from your point of view.
Whee!
After 3 decades, over 11,000 days, over 240 players, after 8 managers, Liverpool have finally won a league title. My name is Tayo Okunuga. Welcome to this Liverpool edition of the Footy on Paper podcast. He wasn't here last week. He's here now.
What I want
the
to go
one
before.
And only.
Announce me well, yes.
The
yes.
One and only.
Yes, yes, yes.
Premier League winner.
Yes,
finally,
yes, yes.
After
yes.
all these years. If here, our is in the studio, people.
I'm going to introduce myself well because clearly you're lacking it. Premier League winner, Ayibai Fear Oyorishe Awani.
I don't know your full name.
Call the full government name.
Yeah.
When they were hitting me on the streets, then they know my name. Oh, I'm not emotional.
What a day.
We've done our crying already. This
what
is a time
a
of celebration. Oh, wow. This one's for Stevie. This one's for Sturge.
Yeah.
This one's for Emery Chan, who left.
Yeah.
For everybody, man. For Phil.
We are so fun. Let's start with you. So, how long have you been a Liverpool fan for? Proper Liverpool fan.
All my life.
Like since when you were born.
I don't have any other club.
I've never seen this before.
This is my club.
This is first time I've seen.
What out?
Can I call your age out?
It will be 25 years in December. Oh. The enemy has been defeated.
What? 5 years, like you've never seen your team win the league title.
Honestly,
oh my goodness,
this is a good time. Honestly, man. You can ask me for money and I'll give you if I have it.
Wow.
So anybody that has my handle, man,
tell us how you feel, man. Tell us how you feel.
Nah, bro, man,
this is strictly a Liverpool thing. Like emotions, everything should just come out. Like that, this is what I want today, man. Like this is your show,
bro.
Do your thing.
All right, man. Let me get into it, man. Straight up, when you know the way the season has gone, obviously we won the title 7 games to go, so it's not like I got surprised on Thursday when the match ended 2-1. I kind of had an idea that, you know, that it was a matter of when, not if.
Yeah, most definitely.
But still, when...
I think the only thing that was really touching about you guys was if the season was going to continue.
That was the main thing, you know. I mean, in March when the UK, you know, and Premier League, you know, they announced that matches were going to be put on pause because of the corona pandemic, it was like, wow, what's going to happen? You know, are they going to void the league? Are they going to award points per game basis? All them things, man. It was a lot to think about. So when they finally announced that football was coming back, I was really happy. I was excited, you know, especially with everything that's been going on, just to have that distraction, you know, because football makes me happy. Gives me joy, especially when your team, you know, is about to win their first league title in 30 years. So when...
But, win it properly, you know?
Yeah.
Win it with space.
With space, man. So, like, it's kind of like we've been thinking we're going to win the league since, you know, the United game. But it's always good to know, get over the finish line. And you could see, like, the reaction from the players, you know.
See beside your name.
Yeah. On social media. You know, everyone was really happy. You could see Ox, Virgil, everyone, man. Everyone was just... Jürgen on Sky Sports, you know. Look at him. It was just, wow. Man was fighting hard, you know, to hold back the tears and everything.
You, let's talk about you.
Oh, me?
Did you cry?
Definitely, man. Please.
Definitely.
I mean, when...
Yeah, I don't know if you ever recorded you.
When we lost...
Videos.
On Obio, my brother was with me when the game ended. And, like, it was just a very emotional time. And I remember when we lost the final in Kiev, you know, I was very emotional that day.
Special day.
Yeah.
Special
and
day.
When we won in Madrid as well, very emotional. So, like, when the penalty went in, I was still like, you know, oh, wow, this could happen. This might not happen. I don't trust Chelsea, you know. Chelsea are always, they have very, very, very...
No, they have
a very, very... How do I say it now? They're always the villains in our stories, man. If you go back to the...
They finally give you something.
They gave me something. They didn't give anything. Please, sorry. Wow. My Lord, may I? Can I make...
Sorry for that.
I not. Please. I not collect anything from them, please. It was, see, we gave them an opportunity to make up for all the wrong that they've done to us. You know, it was going to be them or it was going to be someone else.
True.
Could have been us.
Yeah.
If City did their job and won the game, you know, would have finished matters at the Etihad. Yeah. Like, it's not easy to go there and win, but we happen to go there and, like, we have a good time there sometimes. Yeah. Let me not.
I have a message for you from Per. He said Shakes.
Shakes.
I think you understand what
I think that, that's enough. I wasn't expecting much from Perry, to be honest, but like, Shakes, bro. Shakes.
When you found out, what was your reaction?
I was just thinking.
After the game, what was your
reaction? After the game.
What was in your head?
Honestly, man, I was on Cloud 11. Did you guys say Cloud 9? But let me add extra 2 on top. Cloud 11. It was Cloud 19. Oh, you get it, bro. You get it. It's so much, man. We've gone through so much. And when you go back, at least from. I've gone through, what's it called, the Suarez year. I've gone through the Benitez year, even though that one's a little bit fuzzy in my brain, you know, because I was a lot younger then. But, like, if imagine going through Suarez and then last season. I mean, it's crazy. Like, I forgot to mention last season, but look at that, 97 points, highest ever total from a runner-up. I mean, second place is... Nobody ever remembers second place, but I guess they're going to remember us now.
Yeah, they will. Yeah.
Look at what we've done.
Now you know, right?
Yeah.
Big ups, Liverpool. What has Klopp brought to this team that other managers did not bring? Let's not emphasize. Let's pick some certain managers. Rafa Benitez one. Brendan, yeah, because Brendan was close. Brendan too. Yeah. But what did he do different that they didn't?
I genuinely believe that Rafa could have won the league with us, and this really was just delayed by, you know, things going on behind the scenes and, like, just mismanagement of the club by the hierarchy, you know. And you could tell that there was a friction between the management and the manager. The management and, and the manager.
Where are your owners then? I think Tom Hinks, right?
Yeah.
Gillette.
Yeah, Gillette.
Gillette.
So, like, that was a really weird time for the club, you know. We're able to come back from that, you know, got new owners. FSG came in. And, you know, they tried. First manager they got in, Brendan, you know. And they almost got it right in, well, how many seasons were they at the club? They almost got it right, but then they lost it due to some things that they recognized that definitely there were some failings on the pitch. On the pitch, wow. What's going on? On the pitch and off the pitch, man.
Suarez, power that issue. Losing Suarez.
Yeah, losing Suarez was a big problem. And I think the club recognized...
Right now, you didn't lose any player. You know, after you finished second...
No major signings, you know. So it's really, it's the same players doing exactly what they did last season, to be honest. Because if you look at the record, still like two losses in the last two seasons, you know.
So it's like players want to play for Liverpool now, because I mean, Coutinho still found a way to
top attraction. I'm sure Phil is probably on the phone now, you know, with some players like, yo, does Jurgen still dream of me, you know? So does he talk about me?
My main point is,
yeah,
is Liverpool are a proper attraction right now.
Top attraction, man.
Nobody wants to use Liverpool as stepping stone.
Yeah, I mean, it's very unfortunate, the financial implications of the pandemic lockdown and all that, because I was really excited to see who we're going to buy. And, you know, we're in the race for Werner's signature before everything that happened, you know. And, like, congrats to him, he's gotten his move to Chelsea. Yeah. And there was, like, all things considered, like, present situation, there was no way we were going to get his signature, you know, when you're trying to, like, get players to sign pay cuts or pay reductions and all that. So the club made the best decision the manager and the administration made the best decision for the club, you know, and that was not to sign him at this time. So I guess we'll be looking to make...
Liverpool is his first choice, so it's not...
Yeah. It's just, you know, just bad timing, I guess. Okay. So...
What does this win now do for Liverpool? Like, does this, like, start your era? Does this start this new...
It should start the era, you know.
Back in, before the early 90s.
Everyone always points to what's it called? The first FA Cup win under Fergie, you know?
Yeah.
Was it 90 what now?
Can't remember.
Oh dear. My numbers are fuzzy. But you know that was the first trophy he won at United. I think
it was 1990, I mean. And he now won the league next year in 91.
Yeah, because they hadn't won anything under him. And 4 years. And you can always look like, you know, that's something that I don't think this, even though we really wanted this title, yeah. You can see what really kickstarted this era is the Champions League win in Madrid last season. Mm. That's kind of like what kickstarted it. But now we're just kind of like, it's expected. It was kind of like expected. You know, we're favorites to win titles this year based on our previous performance. And, you know, the Champions League win as well. And then us coming so close and then not getting there. So I won't say maybe this is what starts the era. It's just kind of like what really rubber stamps this era. You know, like gives it like the extra vim to go on. Because I expect us to like win the league again next season, you know.
I was going there. I was like, next season now, what is the target? Like, I remember Franchise coming on the show. I asked him when Man City won last season, and I asked him like, what is the next thing for Pep? And he said, what he's actually scared of is motivation. How can he motivate this player? And you could see that it kind of affected them this season. No, I'm not trying to bow down Liverpool.
Yeah,
did it in special fashion. 7 games to go. So I think it's the highest ever.
Yeah, highest ever.
So, like, can they still be motivated? You know, finishing second last season, that's enough motivation. Like, finishing second that way, that season, like on the last day, that's enough motivation to be like, you know what, we can go again. You understand? We can do what we won the Champions League, let's go again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can what, because of how players are these days, compared to how they were before, can they continue with the same fashion, the same mentality, the same
thing? You know, I have a lot of faith, first of all, in my manager, and then also in the boys at the club. You know, I feel like they're at a very good age. It's a very good mix of players. You know, we have experienced professionals and you have young players as well, and also some new signings who have yet to bed in, you know, that want to prove themselves. Yes, and then you have the experienced guys, you know, who for a lot of them, maybe it's their first league title, you know, and they want to push on from there. And I feel like motivation is not going to be a problem because the manager knows what he has to do. The players know what they have to do. And they're backed by one of the biggest fan bases in the world. You know, we're unrelenting. We've tasted, some of us are tasting this level of success for the first time, you know, and we want more. And they're not going to let you rest. I mean, obviously, there's going to be like a rest period and all that, but we go again. I especially love, like, I just want to point out Mane and Robertson in particular, you know, and like a few other players in the squad. You see it, like, they have that winner's mentality and they want to, I think they're going to kick on from here and like they're going to do more.
Okay. Should you sign?
I believe we should sign.
To keep, like, these players on their toes. You know, Fergie used to do that.
Yeah, I think to keep players on their toes and also to try and challenge for trophies on multiple fronts now during the season, because we won a treble this season, you know. I don't know why you're laughing.
I don't hear you.
I don't know.
See, it's your show. See, I can't do anything.
Oh yeah, stop laughing. It's my show. Oh yeah, Pim. Uh-huh. Ah. One. Thank God.
Money in the jar for me.
Money in the jar, man. You're being very disobedient.
No problem,
where was I? Oh God, that sounds really weird. You guys, it's not that type of show, I beg. Where was I? we won the Super Cup.
Yeah.
Club World Cup and Premier League now. But if you look at the manner in which you won the Super Cup and Club World Cup, you know, very, very tightly contested wins, you know, and you feel like the squad was very stretched, you know, it was very worried in December what was going to happen with that. We had to play 2 matches in 48 hours.
Yeah.
Look at that. The squad was very stretched, you know.
And then you used your junior team to even play in
the Carabao Cup.
Yeah.
So definitely they're going to have to make signings, because look at City. City have, and I keep calling City because, you know, they're like our rivals, they're like the people that you want to be as good or even better than the people that are competing with you.
Yeah.
So when you see how they are, how their team is, and how their manager is able to rotate his team at ease, you want to be like that. So I'm sure Klopp is looking at the market, trying to find one or two players that he can add to the squad, and then also promote a few players as well.
It's healthy.
I mean, you can also see to call City players, Phil Foden, you know, been promoted, he's doing well. I have high hopes for players like Yasser Larucci, Ryan Brewster, what's our backup
Nico Williams.
I kept thinking of Brandon, you know, but he's at United.
Oh,
yeah. And what's called
rent-free.
See, not rent-free, but yeah, rent-free. I beg. Nothing. They're off their perch. Do you understand? They're like, minute no parents. What top now? 48-45 in it.
Statue for Klopp.
Not yet.
Huh? I'm not a Liverpool fan, though. I mean, are you crazy?
The one times you people have been finding, you're telling me not yet. Nobody has done it. Stop hearing it now. Even Stevie G said it in the Athletic.
I feel like it's just hyperbole at the moment. It's very deserved, all the compliments he's getting, but his statue. I mean, look at the men that have statues at our club. Bill Shankly and Bob Paisley.
Yeah.
Those are bad boys,
club,
man.
Club is with them.
Bob Paisley has three club Champions League, you know.
Club has won. Club won the title that nobody else, that those two, they won.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So we're just going 30 to...
30 years.
So we're just going to...
Other people, you know, if you brought Kenny back, he couldn't bring it. He couldn't use his touch.
But wait, is Kenny... Who's more of an Anfield great? Kenny or...
Who is the god now?
Jurgen Klopp.
Who is the god now?
Does Kenny have his statue?
Who is the god now?
Kenny has his stand named after him, fair enough. But does he have his statue?
Who is the god now? Where did Kenny win his own Premier League? Blackburn Rovers. He didn't win it for you people. Where did he win it? He won it on your perch.
Well, he won it at Blackburn. He won it at Liverpool as well.
Boroni. I know you're a winner. You understand? But relax.
I don't like your tone. This is some queen tone nonsense, and I'm not having it.
Congratulations.
Your
last thoughts quickly.
You will come and celebrate with me. Oh, I'm not my mentions are empty. Celebrate with me, you guys.
Yeah.
Honestly, man. Big shout out to all the lads, man. Everybody was very instrumental to this win. Right down to ads, man. Lallana, you know, the goal against United. You look at Adrian, the saves he made, and like how he kept us going first half of the season when Alisson was out. I mean, we can talk about the Athletic game, but like that's irrelevant in the grand scheme of things, you know. Because like he did a job for us, and like much love to Adrian, you know, to Ox, to Naby. To like this was, you can tell that very much so that, you know, that this was very much a team effort, especially with the way the games went this season, where a lot of them were very tight, a lot of 1-0, 2-1 wins. But you know, the team pulled through, man. So like I love these boys in my life, man. Love the manager.
Thank you very much, Phil.
Love this club.
Thank you for,
you never walk alone.
You didn't come last week, but you came this week. Maybe
I don't have anywhere else to be this week.
You know, something, I don't know. But he was here, thank God. Yeah, so fan talk next. Thank you all for listening as usual. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao.
Hey there. Do you want household kitchen goods? There's no other place to get them than ATE Household. They have different variety of goods ranging from plates, cups, wine glasses, soap bowls, and more. For more info, you can check out www.jumia.com.ng/ATE-household. You can also contact us on our Instagram page, ATE_households, or call 081-233-13349 to place an order.
Hello from Naya, and welcome to the Put You on Paper podcast. It's Ifie, I don't know, Fineboy Forever. You may have heard of me, you may not. How are you doing, bro? What's up?
I'm all right. Thank you for having me. I'm really grateful.
Guys, it's a huge pleasure, man. I mean, we're in a huge celebratory mood, man. Guy, I need my fans. You know? It's our time. We have to be up.
It's the best mood ever. It's our time. I mean, 30 years. It shouldn't have taken this long, but
it did. Man. I mean, they're going to take 30 years to win a title like this, you know, might as well.
Yeah, I'm winning it in style. I mean, I think that's the most important thing. We didn't win it by 2 points, we didn't win it by five.
We
won it by 22.
Something points.
Exactly. So, yeah. So that's, I think that's the most amazing part.
All right, man. Let me ask you a few questions, man. So, like, how did you feel, like, when you know, wait, first of all, were you watching the City game?
Yes, I was. Definitely.
Like,
I was.
How did you feel when, you know, like, the penalty went in, and then, when the penalty went in, first of all, and then when the full-time whistle was blown, how did you feel?
When the penalty went in, I mean, before the penalty went in, and when Fernandinho handled, I remember I was jumping and I was shouting at the referee like I was there.
Like, he didn't see the ball, first time.
He handled it. He didn't see the first time.
VAR's been helping us, man. I don't care.
Yeah. If there was no VAR, then there wouldn't have been no penalty. And City might, with the way the game was going, City might have won that game at the end of the day. But when the penalty went in, there was this relief. I was like, we finally got in here. This is it, you know. And it was just amazing when the final whistle went. And I couldn't really explain the feeling, you know. I said last year that we won the league, I was going to cry. But when I saw it, I just felt so much excitement. And it was amazing.
I think all of us are really emotional, man. I mean, even the manager was shedding tears on Sky Sports.
Yes, because it's a lot, you know. When you realize how far he has walked. I mean, this has been 5 years in making.
Yeah.
I was reading somewhere.
To my next question, bro. Sorry to cut you.
Yeah.
I was going to ask, but like, you're doing good. I was going to ask, what do you think Klopp has brought to this team that other managers couldn't bring? You know, because we've gone through a lot of managers, yeah. So like, what do you think?
Yes. Well, I think he has brought belief. He has brought a way of working, a system. This is how he wants it to be. This is how he wants to run it. And he wants people who believe in what he's trying to build.
Mm-hmm.
If you notice, there's one similarity amongst all the players he has brought in. They believed in what he told them. This is what I want to do. This is what I want you to help us achieve. And I want you to be part of it. And they didn't think twice. I want to join Liverpool. And, you know, because of that belief, it has translated back to the fans. One thing he has done is he has connected the fans back to the players. And that is what the previous managers could not do. Rodgers tried, it didn't work. Hudson tried, it didn't work. It was all sorts. But he just brought that connection and that feeling that anything is possible if we just put our heads together and just achieve it. I mean, when we lost Akiyev, he was not crying. He was not out of sorts. He was happy. He was drinking and celebrating.
Honestly,
it was like,
man,
we're coming back. We're coming back. And when someone should say that, you think, oh, this guy's really crazy. I mean, why would you say you're coming back? You just lost it. But we came back and we won it. And everyone was saying, oh, the Premier League, 97 points last season. We've hit the ceiling. No major signings this summer. We can't do it anymore. And we just stepped a bit further and we said, you know what? We got to 97. We can win it again. And
yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. That's what we needed.
97 now, probably even past that, you know?
Yes. I mean, by calculations, we're on 86 now. If we win the remaining games, that's 107 points, which surpasses City's 100 points of two seasons prior. So, I mean, winning it in that style, I'm up for breaking all the records. This is not the time to play kids. The kids can wait till preseason, but now we need to break all the records. That is what I'm looking forward to. So, it's just amazing.
By his grace and by Jurgen's grace and all the graces involved, man, don't worry, we're going to do that and more.
Definitely. I'm looking forward to it.
I want to touch on something you said earlier regarding Kiev. You know, everyone says, like, Kiev and then winning the Champions League in Madrid, you know, was a really huge deal for us. And maybe that was the turning point. But now we won the Premier League, you know, the one that we've always wanted to win for 30 years now. So, like, do you feel like this win now, you know, might spur us on, you know, this might be, like, maybe not the start, you know, but, like, the real kickstart to, like, our glory era. Like, how are we going to, like, can we build from this and, you know, be even better next season? What do you think is going to happen next season?
Well, for every title-winning team, it's always important to build. To when you see the opportunity. I mean, the likes of Ferguson did it. Every single time Ferguson won the league, he tweaked one or two things in his team or made a few signings and they went again and they won it. And that's how I was able to win 13 league titles. I mean, with Kiev, most people say if we didn't lose at Kiev, maybe we would not be spot to win at Madrid. And, you know, it's very possible. Yes, it's true. Because you need something to motivate you as a footballer. You need that push. Okay, we lost this, but we are coming back.
If we don't win at Madrid as well, we don't also maybe win the league this season. You know, you need that push
as well. Yeah. Yes. Like, it's, so So, I mean, I mean, people say, okay, the 97 points pushed us to get to this place.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. It also, it might not be true, because now I think what we need to find is just the motivation. This is, this.
So what does that come from? The manager, the player, does he make signings?
Well, it's very important a few signings to be made. I would love to see a few signings. I think this squad,
tell me something, come on.
Okay, I mean, if I was Jürgen, I'll be looking at reinforcement at the forward positions. I think we need backups. Sorry?
No, nah, talk to me. Which positions? I already have one in my head. I want to scream it. Do you want to hear? Left back. Easy.
Left back. I was going to say left back. We do need... I mean, Andy Robertson is genius. But we do need a backup for him. We can't go on without a backup for him. He has done enough for like two seasons. So we need forward. We need a left back. If it's possible, I really love another attacking player. You know, totally different, dynamic one.
Yeah.
I think right now the squad is really good. They can push us for at least two seasons, and that motivation will still be there. You know, because now I just feel like the chains are broken. We just, the weight is gone. We are not what's the word? There's that shadow is no more there. You know, there's just this feeling of freedom, like. Okay, now we've broken this. We can do anything. We can just go on to achieve it. And I'm just hoping that this is just kickstart to an era. A lot of people are saying we would dominate for years. I don't want to put my hopes up. I just want to take it one season at a time. We are doing so well right now. The club is being run so well. Everything, the fans love everything.
We're talking about signing there. Yeah? So do you have like any other positions you feel like we should sign in?
At the moment, I don't think so. I would love Marco Juric to come back and stake a claim for his place. I think he's a wonderful youngster. I just think he needs the opportunity to at least be around the first team squad. If that can happen, that would be great. But if it cannot, it's cool. Farewell, I suppose. But left back and a forward would be great.
Sorry?
A left back and a forward would be great.
Love you, man.
Yeah.
Well, Funaya, thank you so much for, you know, speaking to us at Put It On Paper. I really love, you know, hearing from, like, you know, fans just like us.
Because
like get other perspectives and all that. So like just to like you know, we're celebrating and stuff, man. So
Put Your Paper, of course,
to like give you some airtime. So just be expecting some airtime from us.
This is amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you. Cheers.
Yeah, congratulations. Even if nothing about you,
number 19.
Tell you something. You understand?
Even if you say it's the first detail, that's their business. It's 19.
Haters are going to hate.
Haters will hate. Normal. Thank you so much.
Man.
Glad to be on your show. Yeah.
All right. So welcome to the Put It On Paper podcast, man. It's your first time here. Hi, Sam. Sam, yeah. Can I call you Sam?
Yeah. Well, I go by Sam, that's the name.
I've known Sam way back, man, since secondary school, and big Liverpool fan. And yeah, let me just get you to the question, man. So like, bro, first of all, big congratulations to you and to like the entire fan base, man. Finally won number 19, man. How do you feel about it?
Bro, it's been long overdue. This is exciting, man. I'm so excited. Like, man, we've been through a lot at night. In comparison to most other Liverpool fans, I've been a Liverpool fan for, 11 years? Roughly 2009. And within that time frame, definitely been through a lot. I'm talking ups and downs, going back to the Carling Cup final in, 2012? And then we've got when Gerrard passed the ball back when I was in first year uni. And then Klopp just came in and changed everything around. It's been a roller coaster, but we finally made it. Last year was just the beginning of it with Champions League, but I'm finally just glad that we managed to pull off the Premier League. How about you? How are you feeling?
Feeling good, man. Honestly, I don't know. Did you see the Chelsea City game? Because I saw that game, and like at the end of it, man, I was just like feeling a lot of emotions, man. It was crazy. Cause like
it's I wasn't even watching it.
You weren't watching
the game. I wasn't watching it, but I knew. Yeah, but I knew the outcome would depend on the game itself. So I was just glued on Sky Sports News, just like listening to commentary. I wasn't watching the whole game, and the moment it was over, everything just took off. Seeing all the Liverpool greats on TV, from Kenny Dalglish, love and respect that man. Jamie Carragher, like, I wish he lifted the Premier League trophy, but just wasn't meant to be. But it was just glad seeing all of them come together, sharing that moment. It was just like a collective thing. And it truly just goes back to the thing, you really never walk alone. It's like a brotherhood, it's a huge family.
Yeah, man. You saw Stevie's post on Insta congratulating Henderson.
Emotional,
yeah?
Man. Emotional.
Yeah. Let me ask you something else. How do you feel about like this win for Liverpool now? Like, how do you think like what's going to happen from here on? You know, like we've finally gotten like the one we've been trying to get for a long time. What do you think is going to happen like in the future, next season and stuff?
The sky is the limit, man. Because when you think back to last season, we had a couple doubters thinking, all right, we had a good run at the Premiership. We only lost out to City by a very slim margin. And people thought, all right, we wouldn't be able to replicate it. And we came back even stronger. So I feel with this core, we could do this for a good, let's say, two or three more years.
Yeah.
It's a solid team. And I'm happy that they've gelled well and they just put out results. It's what we love to see. We literally love to see it.
Honestly, man, it's like proper juggernaut team, man. You know, only two losses in the last two seasons, man. I know the season isn't done yet, but like, doesn't look like we're going
to be able to
end the season, man. It's mental.
It's incredible.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
With regards to the team, do you feel like there are any positions that you know we might have to strengthen in? I know we've already made a few signings, you know, that haven't really been able to impress on the squad, like really like takes the first team spot. I'm talking about Keita and also maybe Minamino. But you feel like there are some other places that you know we have to sign to improve?
Well, it's the thing about me as a sports fan. I like the way the team gels, and you see the way the whole team came together this season. I don't want to break that up. I don't want to put in some new pieces. I feel like as a core, they are the champions. They deserve to give another year. And try and defend what they've got. I don't feel like now is the time to start adding and subtracting to the puzzle, but like that's just my conception. Like, I like teams that are like well put together and stay together, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, well, you know, there's always that question mark about Liverpool being able to compete on like multiple fronts at the same time, because look at this season where we had to play two games in 48 hours, you know, and the squad was really stretched because of like one or two injuries. So like, I don't know, I guess I just think differently regarding that. Maybe we might have to like make a few signs, especially at the back, just to make sure that if we're playing like Carabao Cup, FA Cup, you know, we can still like be able to do something there. Because the FA Cup especially, we haven't like gone far in that competition in a while.
Yeah, that's a good point. But I do like the fact that the club likes to use the younger teams as well, by giving the younger guys a bit of an opportunity so they can develop into like future stars.
Yeah, that's true. We've got Rian coming up. He's doing well at Swansea, you know. Got Nico, got Yasser at left back, and like a few other guys in midfield as well. Harvey Elliott, a few guys. I mean, I want to believe that they can do better, but I guess just like skeptic in me thinking that, you know, maybe they have to go out on loan and we have to bring in a few new faces. But like, we're not City, so I have faith in the manager. Last.
That's a good point. Man, I'm more than happy with Klopp. He's literally delivered everything he came to do. God knows he's got loads more to deliver for us, so I've got enough faith in him.
Okay, let me ask you one last one. Do you think that he deserves to get a statue at the stadium right now, or too early?
Oof. I think it's too early. But I mean, anyone who argues that, it's understandable, but personally I feel it's too early.
Yeah, same, man. That's why I said so as well. I don't know. People just feel like, I don't know. We're like a really big club, and I know it took a while to get number 19, but like, we don't just hand out statues like that.
Exactly. And to be fair, everyone's still like emotional.
Yeah,
still in the honeymoon phase, so it's understandable that people are giving us sort of hot takes.
I mean, Sir Kenny is a big-ass legend at our club, and only has like a hand in after him, yeah?
Yeah.
Alright, man. I just want to say thank you for like featuring on the pod, man. Really appreciate you, like, you know, making time out to talk to us. And honestly, man, it's been a while since I've spoken to you, so like, it's good to catch up, bro.
That's no problem, man. We'll definitely catch up offline. I'll give you a call.
All right, man. No, all in all.
Stay safe.
Yeah, man. You too. Safe. All right, Kenny boy, I don't know, welcome to Putting on Paper podcast. So, hey. I don't know if you recognize me, but it's me, Sha. What's good now?
Yeah, I'm all right, man. I'm nice. How you feeling now?
Hi, Dave. Guy, I'm on top of the ball, man. Champions of England, man. How many years?
You know. Finally.
How you feeling, man? Did you watch the Chelsea City game?
No. Chelsea, yes, I did. Actually, I caught that game, yeah.
Oh, wow. So, like, what was, like, the emotion, like, you felt, like, when the final whistle went on, like, it was finally done?
Sorry, what did you say?
Like, what was the emotion like, you know, how did you feel when the final whistle went, you know, and, like, it was finally confirmed that mathematically that we're champions now?
Honestly, I actually, like, I would have preferred if we had to play Man City. That would have been, like, that would have been so, like, that would have taken a lot of emotion. Because, you know, like, Man City wants to, like, out of it, I prefer that whole dramatic effect, you know, like, City trying to deny us,
because, you know, we have a game with them on Thursday, you know, and
most
people just thought City were going to just beat Chelsea and then we'll just...
I was rooting for City.
Honestly,
I was really pained.
Because now I feel like, you know, they gave us something.
Yeah.
And, like, nobody gave us anything, man. We won the title with 7 games to spare, man. That's what you call winning in style.
Bro, it was too much. It was...
Only one time the entire season, man. Yeah, it was crazy, man. I think... I cried a bit, man, after the final, so I'm not going to lie.
And I still have, like, in my mind, I'm still waiting for that City game on Thursday. Like, I'm still waiting for that game. Like, that is the game that is now going to be like, okay, yes, we won the league and we still beat you. Like, you know, there's, like... respect, like that would be very, like, you know, full circle for me. That would just be where everything just goes, like, yes.
Like, nobody handed anything to this team, you know. They did everything
at all.
Hard work, grit
at all.
They really struggled it out. So after what happened last season with 1 point, just needing one more point to win the league, you know, and that happened with City scoring that really wonderful goal against Leicester. I mean, heartbreak, man. But they went on again and they did it. I'm proud of the
boys. Man, but you have to actually, like, when you think about it, like, as an athlete, like, you have to actually, like, you know, understand or marvel at, you know, like, the amount of sheer willpower that they have, you know, that, you know, to say, like, oh, like, you know, we lost it on 1 point, like, you know, we messed up this time. And then, like, they were out there, you know, like, maintaining, like, you know,
that
trying to be consistent.
Personalism, yeah?
Yes.
Like, it's really not easy, man. And honestly, Chelsea fans...
Because not every game was easy. It's not just like, you know, like, we're lashing everybody all season.
All the time, man. I mean, nobody expected that we'd lose to Watford, but it happened. But I guess we can't be...
Yeah.
No, we're not God. I mean, only God is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, like, bro, how do you feel about this win now with regards to, like, the future? And, you know, do you think we're going to build, like, a dynasty?
It has to be a dynasty, like... there's so much, like, this is just, you know, I feel like this could be like starting block or stepping stone. Like, it's just, you know, okay, now that we have this, there's more confidence, you know, like, to bag more premiership games.
I mean, if you're going to ask anybody now who's favorite to win the league next season, you'll say Liverpool. Easy.
Right?
Everyone else is in shambles right now.
Easy. I mean, like, we didn't have to get any major transfer to, you know, like, to win.
Yeah. Last season, no major, like, no major transfers. It's basically the same boys from last season that
played this season, you know. Yeah. So, like, I'm not really, like, with that in mind, I can't really rate, you know, like, all these other teams. I mean, you know, as a fan of another team, they're allowed to be open, but then I don't see that. You know, like, so what you get to win, I mean, like, and then Aguero no day. We team calls up. But yeah.
It's great, guys.
It's been surreal.
We really have to link up, like, after the whole corona is over, man, so we can celebrate properly, man. I'm waiting to see, like, the title lift and everything. I'm sure there'll be parties, even in Lagos, when everybody can meet properly. So, like, I'm sure
there'll be parties, yeah? Yeah, definitely, man.
All right. Well, I really appreciate you taking time out to talk to us, man. Or to talk to me, I guess. Put your on paper. So, bro, I guess enjoy the win. Celebrate fairly. Well, I know you're not going to celebrate fairly, Sha. Just do you, bro.
I'll try my best, man. Thanks. It's actually, like, you know, a big honor, big pleasure, all that, man.
All right, man.
Thanks a lot. All right, bro.
All right, so you can follow us at Footy on Paper on Twitter and Instagram. That's at FOOTYONPAPER. So if you like what you've been listening to and you want to, you know, just interact with us, I know, get logged into our regular content, our competitions, everything that's going on with Footy on Paper, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Footy on Paper. And if you want to also place an ad, you can send us an email at thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. That's thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. Also, you can send us voice messages on any of your preferred platforms. The link is there. So you can just record a little something and just send to us. Cheers.